The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Calls about what's on your mind. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some people want to talk about the libertarian debate that was hosted by, I believe, John Stossel.
Yes. Stossel rocks.
Yes, so Stossel put together a debate which sadly did not include a true principled libertarian like Daryl W. Perry, who is one of our co-hosts here sitting in the studio with us tonight. But there may be another debate on the horizon. Daryl, did I hear you overhear you on the phone the other day saying something about RT, Russia Today, putting
them together? I don't know any details. A little birdie, while I was down in D.C. on Friday, said that they might be interested in putting something together.
Would that might possibly involve you?
The person that told me this said that they're trying to make sure that I'm included.
All right, that'd be pretty sweet. I would love to see a principled libertarian in one of these debates. Now, ultimately, there will be the debate that happens at the Libertarian Party nomination kind of gathering.
At the convention, and that will air on C-SPAN, as they've done going back to the 1992 presidential convention that happened in August of 91.
Right, so at the very least, you're going to be going up against John McAfee and Gary Johnson and those guys there. And you already have at some of the state conventions, state libertarian parties, people that your supporters have paid to fly you out to these.
Yeah, and I'll be going up against several of them in West Palm this weekend.
Oh, at the Florida convention?
Florida State Convention.
Okay, gotcha. So look for Daryl in Florida this weekend, and you can meet him and ask him questions and things like that. But let's go back to the phones and the fun. You can join us here at 855-453. Then coming up, Daryl, you'll tell us about a birthday party.
Yes, a very special birthday party for an 8-year-old. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it sounded that way. We'll tell you more about it. But first, Alex is on the line, and I think he's in Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Daryl.
Hey, it's great to be on here.
Alex, you're pretty blown out of there. You might want to back away from your microphone, maybe about, 4 inches, 2 inches, 3 inches.
Okay, something like that. Is this better?
Not that much. Back away, I would say, a little bit more.
All right, well, yeah, so I watched the debate. I thought it was pretty decent. Like I said, I miss Perry, right? I really liked the Kentucky. I think it was Kentucky where he was up there debating.
No, I was not in Kentucky. You're probably thinking Alabama and Mississippi joint convention that happened in Biloxi?
Yes. I enjoyed that, right? I really like the idea of like an ANCAP running.
It's a narco-capitalist. Would you describe yourself that way?
I don't describe myself that way, but a lot of people have been describing me that way.
Do you describe yourself as a voluntarist?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, like I said, when I took... Well, I keep saying that, but, the recent debate, I thought it was pretty decent. I hate Austin Peterson with a passion because he's called me a troll, right, and a loser. Because I like Cantwell, but that's different.
Peterson calls a bunch of people trolls and losers.
Maybe he's projecting.
And a bunch of other things that can't be said on the radio. He says a bunch of stuff about himself that can't be said on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, the recent debate, I thought that Gary Johnson, you know, he did pretty bad on the issue of, like, discrimination, although him saying that, like, the government should force Jews to make Nazi cakes, that's pretty based. I kind of liked that.
That he wants the government to force Jewish people to make cakes for Nazis?
A little bit, yeah.
Why would you like that?
I mean, mostly just because you know, if we're going to have a state, it should have some basic functions, right? Which is like police, court, forcing Jews to do stuff.
You're sick. No, you are definitely a troll. Thank you, Alex, for the call tonight. I would say that Austin Peterson was right when he called you a troll.
Let me argue the devil's advocate on this. There is one rational argument for making Jews bake cake for Nazis, which is the same argument as gay marriage, which is if the government is doing a thing, it should do that thing to everybody equally. So if you're going to force people to bake cakes for people with whom they disagree, then why not make everybody make cakes for everybody with whom they disagree?
The correct answer is no one should be forced to do anything.
Yeah, right. I would
and
agree.
And someone relishing that sounds to me like a bigoted possible, you know, racist.
Could well be.
Yeah. So that's enough of that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we continue here. So the debate was hosted, what was it? It was recorded and then...
Recorded Tuesday, edited into two parts. The first part aired on Friday, April 1st.
April 1st.
Part 2 airs on April 8th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's going to be more. How long was the first part?
1 hour?
Okay.
I don't know if that included commercial breaks, because
so, yes,
I didn't
did.
Watch any of it.
So this isn't over yet, then. There's another half of this thing to go.
And then, my understanding, the part that airs this upcoming Friday is also going to have Kennedy and Reason editor Matt Welsh doing a recap where they're giving their thoughts.
Kennedy, a former MTV fame.
Yes. Mm.
I've got to say, if you've watched the Republican or the Democratic debates and you want to see what a debate should look like, check out Stossel doing the Libertarian debate, because, you know, the questions that they come up with in the big party debates remind me out of something that you'd see in big time wrestling. You know, they're designed to stoke personal animosity and to get the candidates talking about each other. And the great
Rather
thing
the
about this Libertarian debate is it was all about issues, everything they talked about, and it was clear-cut things. When should we use military force? What lines do you draw?
Was it just Stossel who was involved, or was Kennedy and this other guy?
Stossel was the only moderator of this first part of the debate.
Okay, interesting. And now, as far as seeing this debate, is it something that you had to watch live on the Fox Business, or are they making it available?
I've heard it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Okay. I've posted a link to it to my Facebook page, and
okay,
I'll do so again tonight.
You're on the Free Talk Live page. If you want to post it up there, that might be a good idea, too.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, cool. Toll-free number tonight for you to bring up what's on your mind is 855-450-FREE. So, should we talk about the stripper?
You mean the birthday party?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the story here comes from the New York Post, and, well, I'll just go ahead and read the headline. Stripper performs at 8-year-old's birthday party.
The
kid's birthday bash looks more like a bachelor party. There was grainy YouTube video. They have a link to something in the article, but the video, when you click on it, says, this video cannot be displayed because the user's account has been terminated. So couldn't see the grainy YouTube video that shows a stripper shaking her booty for a boy celebrating his 8th birthday. One youngster is seen smacking her backside, and another makes it rain during the age-inappropriate bash in Tampa, Florida. Good job, Florida man, getting your 8-year-old stripper for his birthday.
Wow.
Tampa cops received calls about the video, but cops did not act because nothing in the footage conclusively shows when or where the what New York Post refers to as the X-rated party happened.
That's not X-rated, actually.
I know. That's why I said
nudity,
what the New York Post refers to.
And I was clarifying that for the less clear.
I appreciate that.
A representative for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department said that they were not aware of the footage. Critics blasted the twerk fest as child abuse, according to the Daily Star.
And one
twerked baby syndrome. Oh no.
One disgusted video viewer posted a comment on the now deleted video. This mother should be put in jail and the stripper should be fine.
I disagree.
Disgusting.
You know, it may be for some people inappropriate, but I don't think there's a crime here.
Some people are naked around their kids.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts on the stripper at the birthday party for the 8-year-old. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves. here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Strippers, or at least one stripper, at an 8-year-old's birthday party in Tampa, Florida. We will continue that story. Daryl, you brought that in to discuss.
We finished the story.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
Just
I told you there wasn't a lot to the story.
The police commenting saying they're not going to be doing anything about it because they claim they can't figure out when or where it took place.
The video did not identify a when or a where.
But somehow someone figured out that it was Tampa?
How
did that
yes,
happen exactly?
I don't know.
So apparently the news media was able to figure out the location of said stripper.
Well, they were able to figure out, like, somewhere in this city, but not an address of 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Well, presumably whoever owns the YouTube account would probably be connected to this. So if the police really wanted to, they could investigate
this. The YouTube account has been terminated.
That doesn't mean that YouTube doesn't have the information about whose account it was. Right, so when you terminate your Facebook account,
right, but the
Facebook
police
still
don't have access to that. They would
sure
have
they
to get
do.
A what? They would have to get a warrant.
No, they don't. They can just send a note to YouTube, and YouTube will send them the data. What do you think? You think YouTube's going to tell the police no when they say we want to know about who owns this account? They'll probably give them whatever they ask for.
It's a safe assumption that they would.
And if they don't get what they want, then they'll get a warrant. You know, if there was some sort of crime here, and I don't think there actually
I don't think
is.
There was.
I think that's why the police aren't looking into it. I think that the police don't want to say that there wasn't a crime committed.
Right.
And that's ultimately why they're not doing anything.
Like, yes, this was probably inappropriate, but inappropriate is not illegal.
But it's only inappropriate for some people, right? So for some families, they like you said, Rich, some families walk around naked in their homes. Right.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
walking
there are
nudists naked,
out there. I don't think nudism is child abuse. I mean, the video sounds pretty weird to me in that, you know, apparently some kid actually spanked a hooker, or a stripper. I'm sorry.
She may or may not be a hooker in her spare time.
I wouldn't make that assumption based on her stripping. I just misspoke. But, you know, that's pretty weird. That's not, I think, something I would be encouraging my kid to do. But
I don't think I
would, you know,
either.
Then again, I wouldn't have any strippers present for them to spank.
But I don't pass judgment on a family that would. I mean, there are families out there that are a lot more sexually open than the people who are acting all upset and demanding blood from this family, saying that the mom or dad should be put in prison and the stripper should have to pay some sort of fine. That was apparently one of the comments.
Yeah, the comment was
YouTube
the
video.
Mother should be put in jail and the stripper should be fined.
That's probably one of the
disgusting.
Nicer.
Disgusting.
It's probably one of the nicer comments.
Probably
on the YouTube
one of
channel.
The ones that was actually print-worthy.
Yeah, exactly. People get really upset when it comes to young people and sex, and we've certainly discussed this on Free Talk Live. But, Rich, you and I both had some sexual encounters when we were younger, and people insist that we were victimized and that it was somehow a terribly damaging thing that happened to us. But if you're raised, and I wasn't, by the way, raised in a sexually open family. I just want to make that clear. But if you are raised in that kind of an environment where sex isn't taboo, where it's actually, you know, talked about, where, you know, it's not prohibited from the kids. Like, when I was growing up, my parents made me go down the hallway when a sex scene would come on in an R-rated movie. So, like, they didn't want me to know about sex. But some families, you know, it's not a problem. They're open about sex. They talk about sex. And, you know, maybe they even, I don't know, who knows what goes on in people's families. It's none of my business. But ultimately, I don't pass judgment on it for them. I don't think, you know, just because it's their way doesn't mean it has to be my way of, you know, raising kids or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't judge others for how they choose to do it. You know, Freud probably had a pretty good point when he pinned a lot of the insanity of our culture and the people in it on sexual repression.
Absolutely.
You know.
Now, I'm not saying that the 8-year-old boy is going to be more sexually that he'll be better adjusted sexually because he's had this experience. I'm not saying that. I don't know. But I certainly think that the families in which sex and any discussion of sex is completely forbidden, that I think does manifest itself in some very, let's say, deviant ways.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, because then you've got people that they wind up sneaking around because, well, my parents will kill me if they know that I do that. And so then they go into more dangerous situations as opposed to the parents that say, if you're going to fool around with your boyfriend or girlfriend, let me know. I'll give you condoms. I'll teach you how to use it. That way you're safer.
You know, exactly.
Those people are less likely to go into the situation because then they're sort of rebelling of, well, I don't want to do it because my parents are saying it's okay.
That could be.
Yeah, and a lot of this Judeo-Christian guilt and shame that has been imposed on us as a society, especially in America, which is very, very puritanical, is the, you know, it's what prevents people from reporting sexual assaults. Nobody feels ashamed when they get robbed and says, oh, my father can never let know that somebody jacked my wallet on the street. You would never say that or a mugging. But because of the guilt and shame around sex, that creates the aura of secrecy that then allows predators to operate and have vehicles or have victims that are too ashamed and too confused to even report them and deal with it.
And it creates these sort of torch and pitchfork bearing lynch mobs who want to string this stripper up or the mom or dad or whoever it was that hired her. And, you know, claiming that some sort of damage was done here, that some kind of crime was committed. If this 8-year-old is being raised in a family where sex is just a normal thing and it's not a scary thing, it's not being talked about as a bad thing or an evil thing, then, you know, then it's not going to be a damaging experience. It could have been a fun time for these kids.
Yeah. Well, I have to think back. There's a quote from Heinlein that I love. That says, forgive him for he is young and he thinks that the customs of his tribe are laws of nature. And, you know, we think, oh my God, it's very rare for somebody of that age to see somebody naked in our culture. Therefore, it's somehow harmful. But if you look at a Polynesian culture or any place with a much warmer culture, you'll find that public nudity is quite normal.
Right. Public nudity and naked gyration are two totally different things, though.
Well, if you've seen a Polynesian dance, it may not be as brutally and directly sexual as a modern American stripper,
but they're not.
You definitely know what they're getting at.
They're not dancing all day long in front of the children.
Well, we don't know if this was all day. It's probably an hour's worth.
No, he's saying Polynesian culture.
Yeah.
Where the stripper, nudity.
I don't think the stripper was there all day long.
Right. I didn't say she was.
Okay.
He was comparing this to Polynesian culture.
Okay.
And they're not dancing.
I think he was just talking about the fact that, you know, these things happen. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like to get some serious discounts on the things you are going to buy anyway, how about 20% off or more? Over at Amazon. Whatever it is you're going to buy, you're likely going to Amazon to do some shopping. If you ever shop online, you know they've got a great selection, and they've already got pretty great prices. But if you could save another 20%, why wouldn't you do that? Well, here's what you need to do. You go to saveitpurse.com and get started. Sign up for an account. Save A-T Purse. Saveitpurse.com. And then you can load up your Amazon wish list and import that into saveitpurse.com. And then you choose your discount. Now, the higher your discount, you can go all the way up to 50%. The higher your discount, the more difficult, the longer it's going to take to fulfill your order. 20%, you'll probably have it fulfilled within a few hours maximum. It's awesome. It works really well. I've been using it for more than a year. And now, SaveItPurse.com is expanding into a new arena, which I think is pretty exciting. Obviously, sites like eBay and Etsy, these websites where you can sell whatever it is you want online, these things have been around for a long time. But they take a lot of money. They, as far as if you're a seller is concerned, you have to pay a good chunk of the sale price to eBay, for instance, when the sale is done. Purse, SaveItPurse.com, is getting involved now and is allowing anyone to sell their merchandise. So, Daryl, you sell books for a living. If you wanted to sell your books through SaveItPurse.com, you could do that. And SaveItPurse is only taking 1%
That's if you're paying a monthly fee for listing.
Oh, okay. I didn't look that deeply into it.
If you don't pay, they take 5%.
Oh.
And then it's not visible in their search. So you can
get... What's the monthly fee?
Either $10 or $20, depending on the tier.
Still, that's not bad. I mean, if you're doing a lot of business...
If you're doing a lot of business, it's not bad. But if you're only going to be selling a couple of items...
I think it's intended for merchants who are... I don't think that the saveitpurse.com is intended for someone who just wants to sell their stereo. I think it's intended for people who are on doing business constantly and putting items online for sale.
But people that have stuff listed on Etsy, just because they've got a bunch of stuff listed on Etsy doesn't mean they're actually selling a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's true. Nonetheless, thanks for clarifying that, Daryl. All I had seen was the pitch of 1%.
Yeah, I actually followed through because I was interested in it. And the free account, they only take 5%, but then you're not in any of their search results.
That's pretty much useless.
Which is completely useless.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry to hear about that. It's not perfect, but maybe you should send them some feedback or whatever. But anyway,
I'll just keep my online store.
Yeah, saveitpurse.com. There are now more options right there in the website for you to buy stuff directly through saveitpurse.com, which I think is pretty cool. So do that and save big time. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. At the very beginning of the show, we told you about a marijuana smokeout happening out in front of the White House this weekend, apparently on Saturday. The event was called Reschedule 420, put on by the D.C. Cannabis Coalition. Police were present, but they only ticketed two people out of what appeared to be, you said hundreds, Daryl, of people. I can certainly see dozens in one of the pictures here. And
yeah, I thought I had seen where one report said hundreds.
I would believe it. I mean, it certainly it does look like there's quite a few people. And, it's a lot easier to get people to come out and smoke marijuana when it becomes more legal to do that.
True.
Whereas here in New Hampshire, where it sadly is not decriminalized yet, New Hampshire is the worst state of all of the New England states when it comes to possession of cannabis. Here, we've actually got a brave potential misdemeanor charges when we smoke cannabis publicly, which happens every year on 420, April 20th. So we're actually a couple of weeks away from that at this point here.
We will be out there on the State House lawn. And although there are potential, there is a potential for misdemeanor level charges, we have never had an arrest at the State House at a smokeout or even hassles. So
despite our location being literally on the front steps in front of the front door of the State House, so it's not like they don't know we're there. It's not like we're hiding out in some alcove or something like that.
You didn't get the permit, so they don't know you're there unless you get the permit.
Oh, they certainly know we're there. They're standing
They know we're there. And also, the next time I showed up at the State House, one of the security guys gave me Cantwell's bullhorn, which had been left at the 420 rally. So
they were definitely aware of us. You remember when we did the Shire Choir years ago?
That got lost at the liquor store.
Right.
I don't think it was me. I know that I had it at one point, but I think I handed it off to somebody else.
Well, whoever it was, somebody left it on the ground at the liquor store, and then
I think behind one of the wine displays, according to the FOIA request that I submitted to the Liquor Commission.
Yeah, that's right. You actually, years later, Daryl, submitted a Freedom of Information request here in New Hampshire asking for more details on their banning of me and Derek J. Freeman and Jason Talley. I guess they couldn't identify you at that time, Rich, or the other people who were attending with us. But we were banned for life from the state liquor stores for singing Christmas carols inside the liquor store. Now, they're anti-drug war Christmas carols. They're fun, what we called chronic carols. And they banned us for life. That ban is still technically in effect.
Right, because you're not dead.
But what did you learn when you received the FOIA information back?
They didn't really have any kind of hearing. They just got a complaint from local police.
And aren't they supposed to have a hearing?
That's my understanding.
So it looks like they might have short-circuited their legal process.
Probably.
And issued a trespass letter illegally in that case. So that's one thing. And then further, we have since violated said ban by going back to the state liquor stores.
And something else that's interesting, when I sent off the initial request, I asked for all no trespass orders that were issued within, you know, like a 2-month period. And they sent me a response with, I think it was either 2 or 3 no trespass orders. And they were given to people that had either stolen liquor or attempted to steal liquor. Hmm. No mention of you, Derek, or Jason. And so then I filed another request specifically naming you three. Hmm. And then they said, oh
those guys.
These. Here you go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so had I not known about you three, then you I never would have gotten it in my initial request.
Well, a neat thing about trespass orders in New Hampshire is New Hampshire state law doesn't say anything about trespass orders per se. It just says that you're guilty of trespassing if you go or remain in a place knowing that you have no legal right to be there. So if you've been issued a trespass order and you believe that trespass order to be invalid, then you actually are not violating the trespass statute in New Hampshire to go to that place.
And then you would have to convince either a judge or a jury that you were not knowingly doing something.
Yeah, what I would probably do is call my lawyer. And I actually did this one time at the jail. I'll call my lawyer and say, is this trespass order they've issued me invalid? And if he says yes, then you're pretty safe in believing that it's invalid, or at least being able to prove that you had good reason to believe that it was invalid.
So if you want to share your thoughts with us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So big success for cannabis protesters in D.C. over the weekend. It is unclear, according to USNews.com, why law enforcement agencies were so lenient, but participants were grateful. Several protesters shouted, "Thank you, police," as a large group marched away. Others remained behind to clean up litter. Quote, "Clean up your effing trash. Nobody got arrested today," one of the reform advocates said. Others happily pitched in. And that's always a good plan, and I know that's something you did, Rich, when you were organizing the 420s in Keene.
Oh, yeah, you can't leave a mess in your event venue. It irritates people.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, our Skype username. It's lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you'd like. Major marijuana protest, open cannabis consumption, happened this weekend in Washington, D.C. In fact, apparently right in front of the White House. There's a picture here with a fairly large crowd of people all hanging out, token up in front of the White House, and the police didn't do much of anything. They did issue a grand total of two $25 public consumption tickets, but otherwise, that's it. And I think that's a pretty big deal. Some protesters thanked the police. Residents of the nation's capital voted overwhelmingly in 2014 to legalize personal possession of marijuana under local law, but public consumption remains an arrestable offense, and federal law enforcement officers can't arrest people anywhere in the city on federal charges. Earlier in the afternoon, the fate of demonstrators appeared uncertain. Many wrote numbers for a legal aid hotline on their arms. They were expecting to be arrested at this. The first test of officers' intentions came when protesters, about a half hour before the designated smoking time of 4:20, ignored Secret Service demands that a giant 51-foot inflatable joint not be filled with air near the White House. Protesters unfurled what essentially was a long plastic bag and flipped on a portable cattle fan to loud cheers as dozens of people. What is a cattle fan?
I don't know. I would guess a fan in which to cool down cattle.
Okay, that's a good guess. Loud cheers.
You know, it's funny. I've seen cattle, and I've never seen one that had an exhaust fan.
As dozens of people paraded through the painted prop, or paraded the painted prop through Lafayette Park, the inflated joint caused many law enforcement officers to chase after the defiant splinter procession and left the main event less thoroughly policed ahead of mass public smoking at 4:20. Many seasoned cannabis reformers spoke ahead of the main draw, along with minor party political candidates and members of Rhode Island's Healing Church, which claims the First Amendment protects their right to consume cannabis.
I met those people when I was in Rhode Island back in December. Very interesting individuals.
So I had heard something about them. There were a couple guys from Rhode Island who came up to New Hampshire and visited
us. Yeah, we actually covered a story about the people from the Healing Church where they wanted to go smoke at a wishing well inside a state park or something, and they were told, you can't do that. And they were like, but this is a sacred site to us. And I was wondering if they were just, you know, being weird, like, no. We honestly believe that there's something special about this well. But when I talk to them, they actually believe that there's something special about this particular place. And
yeah, the guys in Rhode Island actually seem to, because they're doing it, right? Like, they're actually smoking cannabis as part of their religious beliefs. Yeah. Whereas the church, if you remember last year, there
church
was a church,
cannabis.
The so-called Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis. They chickened out. And they, you know, got their own church. They had the building. There was all this publicity in front of it. And then they ultimately didn't smoke cannabis.
Right.
The
and they were
down.
Citing
well,
the...
Well, I'll say at the Church of the Invisible Hand, I'm ripped most of the time. So
the Church of Cannabis, they were citing the Religious Freedom Act that wound up getting passed in Indiana to say, we can do whatever we want because religion.
Well, but they should be able to do whatever they want.
You should, but I read the legislation, and there's a thing that says unless there's compelling government interest, and there's always going to be a compelling government interest to arrest people for doing something that they want to arrest people for.
Well, but, you know, constitutionally, I think they got a good argument, right? Like, this is their religion.
Yeah, I mean, it creates a new standard. A compelling interest is a different legal standard than... some of the others that could be applied. There are some things that government can do discretionarily, whether or not they have any good explanation for doing it, and there are other things where the court says you have to show that you have a compelling interest.
Right, and ballot access is one of those things where the judicial precedent is there must be a compelling government interest. And every ballot access law that restricts the rights of people to get on the ballot or restricts the rights of people to wind up signing petitions for whomever they want, there's always some compelling government interest of why there should only be two choices on the ballot. So the whole compelling government interest is, quite frankly, I find to be a load of hooey because the courts are always going to say there's a compelling government interest because it benefits us and it's our interest to control people.
Yep, that's true. It's a huge loophole.
We're compelled to control people. And that's our interest, so that's our compelling government interest.
Right, and they can push anything they want through that loophole.
And I just did a Google search for cattle fan, and eBay suggested that I look for livestock fan, and as I suspected, it's a very large
fan.
Metal fan.
Gotcha.
I used to work on a farm, and they had these that they would turn on in the summertime.
Maybe
to
that's how they
circulate some air.
That must have been what they used to fill the 51-foot joint that
and
they then carried around.
My understanding, there were supposed to be some people standing in the joint.
No.
Actually getting cannabis smoke blown past them.
Okay, the picture I've seen, they're carrying it, but maybe they put it down and then people went inside it. Let's see here. The situation looked hairy briefly for protesters when Dove and her friend were detained. A police radio broadcast overheard by the U.S. news reporter said officers were, quote, executing the plan we discussed coming in from east and west, unquote. What that plan was remains unclear. Though he was a target of the protest, President Barack Obama, an admitted past marijuana user and a reported member of a pot-smoking Choom gang in his youth, did not appear as protesters lit up. Some members of the marijuana reform movement, such as Tom Angel of the group Marijuana Majority, had expressed unease with plans to smoke marijuana, and no major cannabis group reform group endorsed the protest. That's sad. You know, it's sad when the reformers are so scared of civil disobedience. You know, the only reason they would not support this, in my opinion, is because they're afraid it would somehow hurt their chances to have decriminalization or legalization passed.
Yeah, or they don't want to hurt their own credibility. I mean, Matt Simon, who
we see the same
mentioned
thing here.
Earlier, did the same thing and basically denounced me for doing the 420 rallies. And it was probably strategically what he needed to do in order to keep talking to the legislators that he was talking to, which is unfortunate, but I don't blame him, and I didn't let it bother me.
No, I mean, it doesn't bother me either, but it doesn't make me want to support organizations that don't have the courage to, you know, to stand with these people.
People, support the 420 Foundation instead.
Right, and that's your organization.
It is.
And now, but these people at this protest, hundreds of them, and it does here say dozens, perhaps hundreds of people smoked marijuana in public, so there's no real way to know for sure who was smoking pot versus somebody might have been smoking hand-rolled tobacco or whatever. But, you know, for the people of, let's say, normal or marijuana majority, these other interest groups, these organizations that, you know, sort of they market to the marijuana user. They let the marijuana user know that we're representing you in Congress. We're up there trying to, you know, change things or whatever. But yet when the users want to go and schedule a protest, they stand back and say, whoa, well, we can't endorse civil disobedience. So it doesn't make me want to give any money to those organizations. I'd rather support, like you said, Rich, the 420 Foundation, which actually does encourage civil disobedience.
Well, I think civil disobedience is a good tactic, but I, you know, if I was a lobbyist and I was talking directly to lawmakers on a regular basis, I probably wouldn't also be doing civil disobedience. I think it's good that those are done by separate organizations. And it can be, you know, but I do think it's important to support civilly disobedient, organizations, and especially by showing up at the rallies. And we've actually got two things going on, this month. The first thing is April 15th, when there is a marijuana torch of some sort that is passing through New Hampshire.
It's going down the East Coast, right?
I believe so.
Yes.
And so it will be passing across the State House lawn in New Hampshire on April 15th.
Is it going
April
to be a 51-foot joint, or what's it going to look like?
I don't know.
Is it kind of like a something where someone's like physically walking it or running it? Or like how is it getting from wherever it's starting, Maine, or wherever it's beginning, down to wherever it's ending? Is it going down to Florida, or is it ending in D.C.?
I think it's ending in D.C.
I don't know.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to pull up the event right now to try to answer some of your questions.
Toll free number tonight, 855-453. We can continue the discussion here, and you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Coming up, Amazon is calling it quits in Louisiana. And we'll tell you what is going on with that. You can also take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. More on the D.C. cannabis protest on the way in Hour 3 of Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.